Welcome. Today, let's talk about something I think is driving us all insane, the 24-hour news cycle. One day you hear this crazy story on the news, the next day it's totally forgotten about, we're on to something different. The pace of information is too much, and it's not fueled by good intentions, it's fueled by eyeballs and clicks and advertising. So let's come back to that in a second. Just to remind you, our theme this week is gratitude. On day 8, I asked if you would get a journal or a notepad, and after you meditate each day, I'd like for you to fill just one page in your journal with your wins from the day gone by. You know, the things in your life you want to celebrate, the things you feel grateful for. I also mentioned to you on day 8, some days it's really hard to fill a whole page with wins and gratitudes. And those are usually the days where you've got a lot on your mind, a lot to do, and not a lot of time to sit with a blank page. In this 24-hour news cycle where you're compelled to look at your phone or constantly interrupted by the latest headline or text or post, really hard to fill a blank page. Gratitude does not pair well with velocity. This morning, I sat with my wins journal, and I sat for a lot longer than usual. I gave myself that luxury. I keep getting overwhelmed with these moments of sadness about the accident that claimed the life of Kobe Bryant and those 8 other people. And I'm trying to understand why it's making me so sad. So I just allowed myself to feel why this has been bothering me so much. I mean, there are so many memories in my life from those years, 1996 to 2010, watching those Laker games with Kobe. It's not just about Kobe. It's connected to this whole era in my life, going to games with my dad and brother, watching games with my wife when we first met, first started dating, watching with so many of my great friends from growing up, a whole era in life, and eras do not last forever. And now this era with Kobe is gone forever. And sitting there with my journal, there was a moment where I just wanted to stop feeling so sad. It was uncomfortable. It would have been easier to close the journal, open my laptop, dive into the matrix, get distracted. But we all know part of being healthy is letting yourself feel sad. As one of my elder teachers, Dr. Bob, always says, you either feel it now or you feel it later. If you choose later, there's an interest rate. And this was the real win I wrote about in my journal this morning, to be able to sit and let my sadness reveal itself. I really hope you'll do this. Get a journal or notepad. After you're done meditating, open to a blank page and give yourself time to feel. Otherwise, we're all victims to the velocity of the digital age, of the news cycle. And one of the scars that we bear from this era is a limited capacity to feel deeply, to feel sadness, to feel elation, to feel peace, to feel gratitude, simply because we just don't have time to feel. Let's remember the habit we are seeking to install over these first 66 days, to activate trust. There are so many things in life that activate stress, anxiety, fear, and those things thrive on velocity, bursts of news, fast screaming headlines, posts you can scroll through on your phone really quickly. But if you're game for trust and you signed up for this journey, so I know you are, we're gonna have to find a way to really slow things down, sit with a blank page, be patient and calm, give yourself time to feel yourself. Jung Pueblo writes, quote, if you are far away from yourself, how could you ever be closer to another? Let me repeat that. If you are far away from yourself, how could you ever be closer to another? That quote really struck me. If you have a sense that there's someone you want to get closer to in your life, and I think we all have that sense, the first step is being closer to yourself. Take a moment right now to create the slow, calm, peaceful conditions that allow you to activate trust, that allow you to feel deep gratitude. So let your body settle into this moment. So let your shoulders drop down off your neck. Feel your hips sinking into the chair. Your feet relax, your toes relax. Give yourself time to feel yourself. Put your right hand on your belly and your left hand on your heart. Give yourself space to let emotion move through you without interruption. So every time you take an inhale, repeat the word open. Every time you exhale, repeat the word free. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Every time your mind wanders, come back to the breath and the words. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. If your attention wandered, inhale, open, exhale, free. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. Coming back to the moment. It's such an important practice to have a journal or a notepad and take a moment in your day to fill a page, just one page, with your wins, the things you're grateful for. Sometimes when you do this, you feel intense joy. And sometimes a win is allowing yourself to feel intense sadness. And there will be days where you're just sitting there staring at the blank page. And that's when this exercise becomes really powerful, because as long as you stay with the blank page and don't let the velocity around you consume you, you give yourself this luxury of peace and calm and space, conditions where trust and gratitude thrive. Now listen, I know how things go. When this meditation's over in a few seconds, you got to get going with your day. But can you give yourself time to feel yourself? Can you give yourself space to let emotion move through you? It happens on the blank page. It happens with each breath. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. See you tomorrow. Peace.